In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear Catholic faithful, speaking about the Saint Joseph, we do usually remember that he was the stepfather of Jesus Christ. He was formerly his legitimated father because he has taken care for him and spent with him the time when Jesus was a child and a teenager too. And then we remember how Saint Joseph has protected the Holy Family when they had to flee to Egypt. Then he got an advice from heaven and they returned back. And of course, Saint Joseph has instructed Jesus in homework, in different types of work. And Saint Joseph is for us also the patron of the Universal Church, of the Catholic Church, was established by Jesus Christ himself. And we address our prayers to him and we ask him for his blessing and his efficient support in our needs, especially with regard to the church, to the church and to our congregations. But it is interesting when we celebrate, according to the Missale Romanum, the feast of Saint Joseph, we realize he is venerated here as the spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary. This is on the 19th of March. It's expressively said, Saint Joseph, spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary and patron of the Universal Church Confessor. And also, in the Missale Romanum, we find on Wednesday after the second Sunday after Easter, the feast of Saint Joseph, spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And this is reason enough for us, should be a reason enough for us, to pay attention on the private relationship between Mary and Joseph. When he was her spouse, then they had also a relationship on this level, on the personal level. And it is often enough, very helpful, to pay attention how the first impression has arisen when two people meet and start a sort of friendship or marriage or and so on. And we read in the Holy Gospel that the Virgin Mary got an apparition by the Archangel Gabriel, and he has announced her she should become the mother of the Savior, the mother of God. And Mary has also asked, how should this happen since I don't meet a man? I have decided not to have a classical marital relationship with a man. And then she got the instructions that the Holy Ghost was overcome over her, and she agreed. And then she was spoused, I think you say the right word, to Joseph. In that time, it was not at all possible that a woman becomes pregnant and has no husband on her side. Immediately arisen the suspicion that she got this child through a sin, a sinful relationship with a man, and often enough they were stoned then, these women. And in order to protect Mary and Jesus, God's providence has decided to put on her, on their side, this man Joseph, who was formerly husband and the father of Jesus Christ. In the eyes of the law of the Old Testament in those times. And Joseph, as we read in the Holy Gospel, has realized immediately when he got spoused with the Blessed Virgin Mary that she is already pregnant. And he knew it's not from him, biologically spoken. And according to the law of the Old Testament, the Mosaic law, he had the duty to give an information to the priests and high priests. And then Mary was under danger of being stoned because she got pregnant, as they were thinking, through a sinful relationship. And interesting is the reaction of Saint Joseph. He has not done this step. Instead of that, he did want to release her silently. It does show us that Joseph had a very fine feelings, a very fine soul. And obviously, God gave him the mission to be on the side of Mary and Jesus because he had a deep desire and searching for God in his life. And the adoration of God was so deep that he was able to distinguish the spirit of a very honest girl, Mary, and other women who are committing many mortal sins. And that's why he decided to release her. He understood that she could never be such a sinful person, has fallen very deeply. That's why he has decided to release her. She was in his eyes, and he has understood this very quickly. He had this talent, and that's why his decision. But then we read that heaven has again intervened, and he was told, no, accept Mary, because what is born from her is the Son of the Almighty God. It's from the heaven. It has happened by the Holy Spirit. And then he has accepted. And here again we see how diligently he was listening to the voice of God. And he could distinguish, is this from God, the voice, the inspiration, or from dark power? And this is also qualifying him as a person, was very interested, and he was honest, very honest and pious. And then let us try to imagine what were possibly the thoughts of the Virgin Mary when he became aware of Joseph's decision. She understood this is a man is very confident. I can have confidence to him. I can trust him because he is a person, is searching God, is loving God. And this person is not following the dry character of the law, but is trying to understand the will of God. And then, of course, human emotions have overwhelmed her too. She knew this is a man worthy to be on the side of the Savior, and then also on her side. And so, of course, this is never mentioned in the Gospel something about their relationship and thoughts regarding each other, but we can imagine that she was also deeply venerating him. And here we see two souls have met who got from God a very special vocation and mission. And then also later they have continued to trust each other. There was no animosity. And then we remember how it does work often enough in our human relationships. We know the temptation we are confronted with. For instance, there are two friends, and one of them gets more authority. He has some talents more, and this is accepted by the higher legislation or authority. And then the envy and the suspicions do start, and we cannot accept that the other person was preferred and me not. And then we try to search, oh no, this is of course evil. This person is evil. We search for mistakes and faults in the life of the other person. Or we have an opinion, and then we see somebody has given a recommendation is obviously better, or I have forgotten to pay attention on that too. And then what does happen? We kick out this person from our groups or from our friends, and we punish this person because it has honestly participated by a wise advice or information, and we kick this person out. We say, no, my glory has to be preferred. And sometimes we meet a person and or we have a good interest, of course, very sincere and good interests. And then another person is contradicting us, and we do automatically think that the other person cannot have good intentions. We ignore that other people do sometimes even contradict us, or they bring a better recommendation or better idea or thought into the discussion, that they can also have good intentions and a good will. And here we see, comparing with our weakness and sinful mentality, the more we appreciate the sincere and the honest relationship between Joseph and Mary. Every one of them has accepted also the mission of the other side. And there was never envy between them, among them, or wrong, bad suspicions. I am better, I am higher. No, they accepted the role of the other mutually, because they were deeply involved in fulfilling God's will on their own side. And this is, of course, a good recommendation for us. In our life, we do also live in different human societies. The basic one is family, of course. Then we know also society with our friends, in our companies where we are employed, for instance, or in the church congregation, in our chapels. And we do all want to be focused on our duty God has given us. And then we will be better able to accept that possibly another person has more talents, has more good interest, has more ability to do something for the church, for instance, too, or for my family, or for the society. And then we accept this without being negatively touched by the activity of the other people. And then we will be filled with gratitude for all graces God is giving me. And then also God is giving the other people. And sometimes we should consciously thank God not only for the graces we got, but also the other people. And also those people I'm thinking I have a conflict with them. This would be a sign of a great soul, of a honest person, as Saint Joseph and Mary have cooperated, and they have grounded the Holy Family where Jesus was amid them. And so when we follow their example, having confidence to each other, then it can help us that we progress essentially in fulfilling our duties and in honoring God, and then the deep fear of God will fill our hearts and the supernatural joy will be the principle in some regards of our activities, and we know who is following God without searching our own interests. That person will really progress and will really be enabled to devote the own soul to God's providence. And this is the most precious gift we can give God, the devotion of our free will and of our heart. And may Saint Joseph pray for us, may Saint Joseph protect the church and our families, but may this honest man, Saint Joseph, be also a very special example. When we follow, we will find the Blessed Virgin Mary and Jesus Christ, the Savior. Amen. In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be Jesus Christ.